think about it too much, and the convolutions of scale of Aldo Moroni's sculpture, This River, This Place, can become mind-twisting. First of all, there's the big stuff. It weighs 5,000 pounds.
There are 280 different blocks that comprise a 396 square foot, three-dimensional ceramic mural, you could call it, or a bas-relief would be another word for it.
It's massive. But as the sun streams in the huge picture windows of the Federal Reserve Building, what also catches the eye are the tiny, intricate nooks and crannies, clay-rendered landmarks of six states, from Montana to Michigan's UP. Moroni says the muted blues, gold, and other colors are the hues of the Midwest.
There's a million details, and it depends on where you're looking. You know, we've got St. John's University here, just west of St. Cloud. The St. Cloud prison is in kind of a baby blue, and we don't know how that happened.
The prison and the university may be large in some people's experience, but in Moroni's sculpture, they are just a few square inches of a work which stretches the entire length of one wall of the lobby.
Everything is built on a real small scale. So, for instance, a silo on a barn might be 1.5 inches tall, or a water tower might be 3 inches tall, or the Monticello NSP plant, or whatever, I think it's an NSP plant up there, you know, that's maybe 6 inches tall. The IDS is 10 inches tall.
The piece is a huge jigsaw of fired ceramic, bolted and cemented to the wall. There's been talk of mounting a telescope at the far end of the lobby to allow visitors to pick out some of the details. Aldo Moroni has been working on this piece for 2 years. The piece was commissioned under the 1% for Art program, where designers of federally funded buildings have to spend 1% of the construction budget on artworks. He says he wanted to create a piece which reflected the mission of the 9th Federal Reserve District across the six states it serves.
Those areas are linked by their industry, basically being lumber, mining, manufacturing, and agriculture are the keys.
Moroni and his team of seven assistants put in countless hours of research, and then countless more to decide what to depict in each area. Look carefully, and it's possible to find Lindbergh landing in Little Falls, the High Bridge in Duluth, and the big fish at Gaylord by Mille Lacs.
When you get out into the Red River Valley, we showed that particular area in flood because the floods of 97 are the event of the century. And you can see it as a tragic situation, or you can see it as a triumphant situation. Whichever color you want to put on the story, it is an historical fact that we dealt with.
Moroni likens building This River, This Place to making a quilt. Stand back and see the whole pattern, get close, and delight in the intricacies. He talks about how first-time visitors to the Federal Reserve lobby should be able to take it in moments, and how he hopes it will retain the interest of people who work in the building for years or even decades.
Over a long period of time, you should be able to get more and more depth from it. You should start to see big ore trucks up in the iron range. Maybe you can start to find Father Hennepin in a canoe coming around the corner. You can see the Edmund Fitzgerald in Lake Superior, so that you can start to pick up on these things as you become more and more familiar with the piece.
But this work is ending now for Moroni. He says his emotional state is not that different from seeing a child grow and prepare to leave home.
You are proud of the work that you and the people who worked on the project have done. You're happy with, in this particular situation, with all the different relationships with the people from the bank and you know, people that I worked with through the project. Then you're also sad because that's over. Technically, I'm unemployed.
The sculpture will be accessible to anyone who enters the lobby after the Federal Reserve Building officially opens in October. Perhaps with the idea of future employment in mind, Moroni points out that the sculpture only covers the 9th Federal Reserve District.
Whenever we got to the end, for instance, when it gets outside the 9th Federal Reserve District, then we just cut it off. That's the end of the world. So I know people in Iowa will be mad at me, but they can order their own. This can be it. If they want one, they can call. Yeah.
Aldo Moroni's This River, This Place will be dedicated this evening. It will be on display during regular business hours following the opening of the new Federal Reserve Building in downtown Minneapolis on October 15th. I'm Ewan Kerr, Minnesota Public Radio.